ExxonMobil wrote down $20 billion worth of assets in natural gas. The energy company was the world's biggest by market capitalization 7 years ago. It has yet to report a profit this year and was removed from the Dow Jones Industrial Average in August. Turkey's economy grew by 15.6% in the third quarter over the previous 3 months and by 6.7% compared with the same quarter last year. The spurt in growth was fueled by government-backed credit. However, with exports falling, a widening current account deficit could spell more trouble for the lira. India's economy is still struggling, contracting by 7.5% in the 3 months ending September, year on year. Still, that was an improvement on the previous quarter when GDP shrank by 24%. The OECD's latest outlook forecast that global GDP will return to pre-pandemic levels by the end of next year if outbreaks of COVID-19 are under control and vaccines are widely available. It forecasts the world economy will grow by around 4% in both 2021 and 2022. The recovery will be uneven, however. China and other non-OECD countries will chalk up faster growth rates than developed ones. In Britain, the pandemic pushed more long-struggling retailers to the wall. Arcadia, which owns a string of high street clothing brands such as Topshop and Burton, fell into administration. That led the firm behind a potential rescue of Debenhams to pull out of its deal. The department store chain now faces liquidation. The collapse of both retailers puts 25,000 jobs at risk. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, which provides computer servers and IT services, decided to move its headquarters from Silicon Valley to Houston. In 2015, HPE split from the PC and printer business that was Hewlett-Packard, a computing pioneer born in Silicon Valley and often synonymous with the famous tech cluster. HP Computers is still based there, though the region's high living costs and terrible traffic have made Texas a tempting location for many tech companies.